Hi, I'm Edie, a middle school reading specialist and single mom to two teens and a tween. I love everything Christmas. Christmas songs, especially ones sung by Bing Crosby. Christmas movies, especially Holiday Inn, which stars Bing Crosby. Christmas cookies, Christmas decorating, which includes a framed Bing Crosby Christmas album. And of course, giving people Christmas presents. I'm the kind of person who shops for presents all year long. I love it so much, Leah. Hurry up and introduce yourself so we can get on with the show. Our chicks and roosters need this Christmas information.
They do. They need you, Edie. They need your expertise. Hi, I'm Leah, and I am back in Beijing for the Christmas season, and I won't be going anywhere. It took me 9 months away in a two-week quarantine in a hellish hotel to get back to Beijing, where I live and work as an international school teacher. So I'll be sticking close to home with my boyfriend slash husband, Don, and my two teenage daughters. We'll be listening to Bruce Coburn's Acoustic Christmas, Handel's Messiah, and The Bells of Dublin by the Chieftains. I'm the kind of person who gets pretty hyped up by the traditions leading up to Christmas, but I'm ready to take it all down on December 26th. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere you go.
Do 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 do
do. And then it can end there. Do.
We're the two chit chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Mulled cider run through a coffee pot and brr months.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics,
Christmas decorating and gift giving.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier. Or better.
So, Leah, I got this tip from Sue, a family friend. Sue suggested purchasing a coffee pot that you only use for cider.
Ooh.
You fill the basket, normally filled with coffee, with a couple tablespoons of brown sugar. Then you shake in allspice. And then you shake in cloves. You can use ground cloves or whole cloves. It really doesn't matter. And then like some cinnamon and ginger if you want it. Yep. Sue says you can't ruin it. And she is right. Your whole house will smell amazing. And you can hoo-gah it up with your family by sipping this delicious hot beverage. Lulu, Gus, and I are huge fans of this tip, and we are mulling cider right and left this season.
I am on this tip. I love it. Okay. Well, this tip for me comes a little bit late in the season because it's about burr months, as in September, October, November, December.
So okay, got it, Leah. So it's not like, brr, I'm cold.
Well, just as I was saying it, I realized it might be a combination. That's why. It's like a double entendre. This comes to you directly from the Philippines. And it is that in the Philippines, as soon as it is a brr month, you can start playing your Christmas carols.
I love it.
Isn't that the best?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So people in the Philippines start playing Christmas music in September.
Oh, you can drive your family mad for months playing the songs.
Absolutely.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer, draw nearer. In the glowing, come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat.
So much to chit-chat about, Reindeer Leia. Today we are going to discuss past and present Christmas customs, Christmas decorating, and Christmas gift giving. So much cheer and fun.
Oh, my elfin Edie. This is just so exciting. I know this is your forte, so Edie is really going to own this episode.
Oh, stop it, Leia. I know you also love Christmas. Let's start with Christmas customs from our childhood.
Okay. Well, for me, it was all about the prep leading up to Christmas as a child. I grew up across the street from my grandparents, from my Oma and Opa, my German grandparents, and all the baking that we did, it was magnificent. And their front mudroom, we never went in through the front door. It was reserved for all of my Oma's Christmas baking. So it was this nice cold room. And as soon as you stepped in, just the smell of the Lebkuchen, the Pfeffernuss, the Matzepan chocolates with the hazelnut on top of each, the Syrupplatz, all these very German, fragrant Christmas baking bits. And I'd always go in and sneak little pieces. It was so good. Oh. And the other big thing, Edie, about a German Christmas is that you celebrate on Christmas Eve. So it's, for me, it's all about Christmas Eve. And our tradition was to go to church. There was always a Christmas Eve service. And my dad, in his back shop, had made this disco ball out of little pieces of mirrored glass for the prom in grade 12 at the high school where he was a teacher. But they used it every year in the church for the Christmas program as well.
It doesn't seem very Mennonite.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it worked. He also had all the, you know, the lighting. He was a lights guy. So he was in charge of it all. So we would have our Christmas program. They'd hand us little paper bags full of peanuts and candies and whatnot. And then we'd go home. And my grandparents, my grandma and grandpa Rempel would sometimes come, or sometimes my grandma and grandpa Schmidt, one or the other, sometimes both. And then we'd open our gifts and it would be so wonderful. And then we'd have this Faspa, which is another very Mennonite thing where they'd bring out all the buns and sausage and cheese and pickles. And we'd have this late night dinner after we opened the gifts. And it was just the best. We'd stay up late into the night and so good. Loved it.
Do you want to talk about Barbie and Ken?
Well, I do have a memory, a very distinct memory, that we loved our Barbie dolls. And Nicole, my younger sister, wanted a Ken doll one year to go with all of our many Barbies. And so she got the Ken. I don't know if you remember this Ken with a turtleneck and a blazer and interchangeable mustache, beard, and sideburns.
Oh, so cool. Super guile.
Oh, super guile. It was so awesome. But she was still just a little thing, and she promptly lost the beard, I think. She may correct me. But she lost all the bits and pieces very early on. But finally, the Barbies had a boyfriend.
Oh, one Ken for all those Barbies.
Yeah, well, you know. So what about you, Edie?
I had the best Christmases as a child. A highlight was the church play. The most memorable play was called A Roadside Christmas. There was a snowstorm, and all these unbelievers were trapped at a diner owned by Nell Sloan. It sounds like an episode of General Hospital. But anyway, Nell Sloan was brilliantly played by my friend Becca. Uh-huh. Anyway, everyone learns the true meaning of Christmas by the time the storm stops. It was so good!
I can only imagine how good. Wow.
So every Christmas growing up, my mom made me a flannel nightgown.
Ah, she actually made it.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just a flannel sack either. The nightgowns were always voluminous and edged yards of white eyelet around the hem and the collar and the cuffs. And it was a cozy, beautiful work of art. One year, she even made me a sleep cap. Washington.
Or Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
My mom would often make my Barbies matching nightgowns.
Oh.
She would stay up late into the night sewing all these presents.
Wow.
One year, she made me and my brother matching panda bears.
What?
Yes, matching little panda bears wearing clothes.
Oh.
I still have mine, and her name is Marilyn, which is a perfectly good name for a panda bear.
Yes, it is. And when would you celebrate?
We would celebrate mainly on Christmas Day, but it was kind of like a two-day Christmas extravaganza.
Uh-huh.
On Christmas Eve, we would get to open one present, and I would always figure out what was a book or which was the nightgown, because I wanted either to read the book or wear the nightgown.
But you couldn't do both on Christmas Eve.
No. I could not open two presents, so I had to choose between the book or the nightgown. I think the only downside to my childhood Christmases was waiting for my father to find his movie camera and lighting equipment on Christmas Day. It was the only day of the year he could sleep in, and we were, you know, Daddy, 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 you know.
Oh, let me get my Super 8.
He had this blinding spotlight.
Oh, love it. Oh, so what are your traditions now, Edie?
Oh, Leah, I have so many.
Of course you do.
I still love sending out Christmas cards. I know a lot of people have stopped sending Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just sending like a photo Christmas card. I don't do that. I have boxes and boxes of cards. Sometimes I make them and I hand write out letters and I choose Christmas stamps and it's covered with stickers and I love that. I used to have like 100 cards written and sent out the first week of December.
So question, Edie, will I be getting a Christmas card in Beijing this year? You'll have to send it this week. And maybe I'll get it in February.
No, I will not be sending you a card, but I could put it in your, you know, your bag of mail I've been getting for you over here.
Oh, and you know what else? We're going to do Christmas in July this year, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take mine then.
Another tradition I have now is watching Christmas movies. Oh, my goodness. You know, Holiday Inn, White Christmas, Elf, Rudolph. You know, I could go on and on.
Huh.
There's also a Christmas tree decorating fest. Leah, we found that one tree was not enough.
What? Why am I not surprised?
Last year, we had four trees.
Four trees?
Yes, four trees. But I think we're going to talk about that later on. Okay. Another tradition that we just started is we deliver cookies, Christmas cookies, to the neighbors in vintage tins that I buy at thrift shops throughout the year.
Wow. And you make these cookies?
Yes, my children and I make all the cookies. I will have to post a recipe that we love called ginger noggles.
Ginger noggles, I like that. Yes, please.
It sounds like something that would be served at Hogwarts, doesn't it?
It does. Or along with some apple cider.
Yes. Oh, the perfect treat.
Mm-hmm.
And another tradition is we have a Christmas picture book collection that I've been adding to every year. It's now three extremely heavy totes of everything Christmas books. So wow. I can post a picture of that too.
Wow. Who do you read them with?
Well, it used to be very exciting to read them to my children, and it's not so exciting anymore. So I guess I just read them to myself and sometimes I don't know. I don't know, Leah. Maybe it's time to say goodbye to that tradition.
No, because, you know, keep them. One day you may have grandchildren.
What?
Anyway, never mind. We won't talk about that right now.
No.
Well, for me, usually we are traveling at Christmas because being international school teachers, that's one of the times we usually have 3 weeks off. And so it's our opportunity to go somewhere special. So very often we're in Thailand or Malaysia or Vietnam, but we have gone to Germany and Switzerland about 5 years ago, which is, of course, the best places in the world to spend Christmas, I must say. That was awesome. And then last year, pre-pandemic, we went to England. We went to the UK with my very, very close friend Claire and her family, and that was such the best. So we're often not home at Christmas, but we do put up a tree right after Thanksgiving because we know that we won't be around for Christmas to enjoy it as much. So we start pretty early. I think most people put their tree up around that time, though, don't they?
That's true, they do. But Leah, I just want to clarify, you only put up one tree. Isn't that a little sad?
Well, maybe for you. That's judgy, Elfie Edie. That's not nice. We have a relatively small apartment here. One tree is enough, but I do decorate in other areas too. I get, I go into the local parks and just in the compound where we live, and I cut down and get a little hacksaw, and I cut down branches from wherever I can find them and put them around, and hang decorations around mirrors, and I've got tinsel and other bits and pieces that I use to make my house festive, but nothing like you do, nothing even close. And I have to say that because we're usually traveling, when we give our gifts to one another, they're usually like shoved into socks or pillowcases or something a little bit tragic like that. And I know you don't approve of that at all.
Oh, I can't even comment. I can't even say, I'm speechless.
I know you are. See, I can't give you a gift because I don't know how to wrap.
All right, moving on.
Yeah. Well, my elf friend Edie, tell us, how do you do it up for Christmas anyway? I know just how much you love to decorate. You've already alluded to that. Tell me, what do you do?
Well, here's something not everyone does. We have one room that is all decorated in cat Christmas.
One whole room just for cats?
Mm-hmm. So the cat Christmas room has been a project Lulu and I have taken on. We have found everything for the room in thrift shops.
Yay.
We are always amazed people would part with these amazing Christmas cat decorations. So we start with a tree that only has cat ornaments, mm-hmm. and then we dump in, we found all these Christmas cat figurines, like cat Santa and cat, you know, I don't know, cat Christmas goddess. There's Christmas cat pillows, and there's cat throws that says, Meowy Christmas. Got it?
Yeah,
Meowy?
I get it.
We also have a plug-in fireplace, and when we plug it in, our real cat, Millie, will join the cat Christmas room to put the final touch on the festivities.
Ooh, so good. Okay, so tell me more, because I know there's more.
There is more. My decorating goal is to buy all vintage. Mm-hmm. I have vintage angels, vintage nativity scenes, vintage Santas, though I'm not so much into Santas. I rarely buy anything new unless it is at a holiday art fair. I have a Christmas mug collection, Leah, and it's quite extensive.
I believe you're drinking out of one of your Christmas mugs as we record.
It's a cat wearing a top hat, and he has a red scarf festooned with some holly berries. I only have mugs that I love. I have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer mugs. I have Hello Kitty Christmas mugs, Angel mugs, Peace on Earth mugs. And this year, all the mugs came out the day after Halloween, because I don't have an extensive Halloween mug collection, sadly.
Amazing. Okay, keep going. I know you've got more.
Well, I want to explain to people where I've got all my decorating talent, my talent from, and it's my mom. She decorates, and it takes her like a week to get everything perfect. She changes all the art on her walls. I mean, she has one room that's all like religious, and then she has another room that's all Santa.
Okay, can I interrupt for a minute, Edie?
Yes.
Today, we were moving some furniture in our house, and Don said that he didn't want to move any of the artwork because he said we might as well move to a new apartment then because it's so much work to move artwork. So obviously, he has no sense of the commitment that one must have to fully magical Christmas. You need to be able to move things around and change.
Yes, she changes every piece of art. And then she like fills all the nail holes and paints over them too.
My gosh.
Art takes one entire day.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah. So one thing that she does every year that I love is she has my Grandma Edie's punch bowl. And it used to be used like at... I think after the Christmas play, you know, you bring the punch bowl, but now she fills it with balls and twinkle lights and pine boughs, and it lights up every night, my grandma's punch bowl. She also puts out my the Santa that my grandpa Gus used to have at his, he used to sell Chevrolets, and it was at the Chevrolet selling place. I can't think of it.
Oh, the car dealership.
Yeah, the car dealership. thank you, Leigh. It's not the Chevrolet selling place. So I don't want to overwhelm our chicks and roosters, Leigh, so I'll stop with that.
Well, my decorating is very sad in comparison. I don't even know if I want to talk about it. Let's see. There are a few things. My grandparents' decorations, I have some left over from my Oma and Opa's house, which are very special, little kind of porcelain angels. I just have two of them, and they're very, very dear to me. One is holding a harp, and one is playing a trumpet. And then my daughter's home province in China is Jiangxi. And one year we went to visit, we try to go quite often to where they were born. And we got these beautiful decorations that are made out of little acorn hats. Like they're little elfy things. I'll post some on the coop as well. And so they're little hats, acorn hats, and then the rest is woven out of straw and just things that you find in the woods. They're lovely. They're very, very natural and beautiful.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have a lot of just straw stars. We go for quite a natural look. And what else do we have? Well, we always get those fresh branches from outside that I go and steal, even though we do have an IKEA fake tree that we have, because it's hard to get actual Christmas trees here in China. Always poinsettias though, and Christmas cactuses that tend to bloom right around Christmas. So that's perfect. Mm-hmm. And, and I wanted to tell you poinsettias. When Don and I first met, we lived in Taiwan for a couple of years, and one of the first months we were there, and it was a burr month. It was maybe September or October. We went out into a forest, and there were these poinsettia plants, but you can't call them plants. They were trees. They must have been 20 feet high. These giant, like a jungle of poinsettias. Who knew? These trees grow huge. They're not just little potted plants.
Yes, I remember the poinsettia trees when Tim and I spent Christmas trekking in Thailand.
Okay.
Like, what?
I know.
I recommend buying tons and tons of Christmas poinsettias and throwing them out on New Year's Day because they get scraggly.
Oh, and they die so fast, don't they?
I learned this from my grandma Sarah, and she would always say, oh, these poinsettias look like they need a breath of fresh air. And then they'd be like blown out the back door.
Throw them in the trash. Sure enough. Okay, well, on to gift giving, Edie. You are one of the best gift givers that I know all year round.
I love giving gifts. I don't think it's my love language, you know, but I love giving gifts. So, and I shop all year round.
You do. I can attest to that.
Mm-hmm. Leia, I want to tell you about something very advanced.
Okay.
It is called the 12 Days of Christmas, and it requires lots of prep work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to remember back to our gratitude episode where you met Kristen, the pink luminescent bubble.
Yes, I remember Kristen.
Well, she told me about this. And what it is you choose one person and you buy them 12 presents. Oh. And you wrap them beautifully. And starting, I guess, like December 12th or 13th, they open one present a day until they open the last gift on Christmas.
Wow.
Now, Kristen took it to the max because she's amazing, but like the first present would be one thing, like one poinsettia. The second present would be two things, like two cookie cutters.
Oh my gosh.
And then the third thing would be like three ornaments. So I can't do that. So they just get like 12 presents. I strive to, you know, do it correctly, but that hasn't happened. This comes with a warning, Leia.
Yes.
Because people will want you to do it for them. I started off with my dad, and then I think maybe my friend Sharon, and my mom was just like so left out and morose and angry.
Oh.
She wasn't included. So now I do the 12 Days of Christmas for my dad, my mom, and my friend Sharon.
Oh, wow. Well, I have to say, I do know about this. So I was pretending to be surprised because during our thrifting adventures this summer, Edie was always picking things up for the 12 Days of Christmas. She's found many, many of those 12 items already.
Yes, I'm actually, after we're done recording, I'm going to zip downstairs and start wrapping them up.
Isn't that hard for you, though? Don't you find it stressful? Do you watch TV or something while you're doing it?
Oh, I usually listen to Christmas music. Hall & Oates have a great Christmas album.
You know, I used to work at a card shop, Edie, called Love Story in the Cottonwood Corners Mall in Chilliwack.
Wait. The store was called Love Story?
The store was called Love Story. It was a Hallmark card shop.
Love Story? Okay.
Okay, so at Love Story, there were two owners, a mother and her daughter, and they loved going out for coffee together, and the daughter had a boyfriend, and they'd always be making out in the back room, and whatever the case. When I was working there on Friday nights and Saturdays, I usually ran the place. I hope they don't listen to this podcast. Anyway, some people will know who I am talking about. And I love them. They were great people. Anyway, what would happen is we offered free gift wrapping. Mm-hmm. Well, I did have a quick lesson. They did teach me how to gift wrap, but it quickly became apparent that I couldn't. It was just a disaster. I do not have it in me. So this was back in the, I don't know, like late 70s, early 80s. This was a long time ago. And they actually invested in...
must have been 12 at the time. No wonder you couldn't gift wrap.
I was 15. And yes, and I was working and I liked it. But they actually found some sort of pager device for me because they would be in the mall having coffee somewhere. And as soon as someone requested gift wrapping, I would page them because, of course, there were no cell phones. And they would have to come running and do the gift wrapping themselves because I was so bad.
I continue to up my wrapping game because I have to admit, Leia, I used to just wad everything up in tissue paper, you know?
Yeah, it's good.
But it's part of the whole experience, I think, now. And I learned that from my friend Sharon and my sister-in-law, Heidi. So, you know, I try and wrap things nice now.
Well, good but, for you.
Mm-hmm, yeah, good for me.
But don't judge me.
Oh, no. Though I would rather when you give me my present in July, just hand it to me and don't stuff it in a sock. You can skip that.
Okay, I'll skip the whole sock and I'll just hand you the gift.
Yes, just hand it to me and, you know, no socks or pillowcases needed.
I promise. Sounds good.
Okay, we could talk about this for hours, but it's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge. Well, let's think about a new tradition that you can start this year. Edie, what are you going to do?
Well, I've given this quite a bit of thought, Leia.
Yeah, no kidding.
A new tradition I am starting this year is I am going to decorate my bedroom.
Oh, because there's everything else is full, right? It's time to start on the bedroom.
I'm going to buy a pink Christmas tree.
My gosh.
Yeah. Huh. And I don't know what will happen after that. All I know, oh, and I'll probably get like a forest of pink poinsettias.
Ooh.
Right?
Throw them out as soon as Christmas is over, but they'll look awesome for a week or two.
What are you going to do? What's a new tradition you can start?
Well, I've also thought about it, and I want to come up with a signature Christmas cocktail that can also be a mocktail, and I'm going to serve it throughout the Christmas season.
Ooh.
Good, right?
Drinks where they like throw in whole cranberries.
Well, I do have to say there's one thing that I missed and I need to include it right now. And that is that I love mulled wine. You talked about the mulled cider. I'm a Glühwein fan, which is, you know, red wine heated up, lots of sugar added or apple juice and cloves and cinnamon. And it smells beautiful and tastes delicious. And I drink that all through the season too.
Oh,
yum.
I know lots of people love their mulled wine, but I'll stick to mulled cider.
Okay. All good. All good. Okay. Well, please join us at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook so you can chime in.
Get it?
On a new tradition you can start this year.
It is a different kind of year, so the perfect time to mix it up a bit and do something new or different is now.
That's right. So that's it for episode 19 of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Happy holidays. Happy decorating, everyone.
You bet. One of the greatest gifts we receive from you is your listenership and all the amazing feedback. Thank you.
Yes, and you could even review on iTunes. That would be such a gift, Leia, that you wouldn't have to wrap.
Sure would.
Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.